Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I cannot imagine sliding naked anywhere would feel good, especially if you're a man with exterior floppy parts. I don't know about y'all, but I would still beat a bitch ass even to their neck. A woman runs into the field and flashes the crowd and tries to kiss the head umpire of the game. There was streaking on the field, just bare ass all over the place. It is getting real. Sports is happening. What it is, P-Silly listeners, it's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome back or to the podcast where we shoot the shits and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, but first, guys, I need to explain some things as to if you're watching this via YouTube on the Professionally Silly channel or if you're looking at this podcast video via Spotify. I should explain the background and why this is happening. So we actually have a guest, a family guest that is staying here for a week or two. And he is currently residing in the guest bedroom, which is also my studio. And there's just too much shit in there. There's just no way that I can possibly record in there. And I figured, you know what? Instead of just not having an episode this week, why don't we just try to film outside? So that's what we're doing. I'm also using my Hollyland lavalier microphone. So the audio might sound a little bit different, but work with me here. I thought, hey, this just for a couple of episodes, why not? So we are actually outside of my home in my screened in patio, and behind me you might see a sign behind me right now that says Amber's Place. Let me adjust the camera so you guys can see it. There it is. So my dad had this designed for me, but here's the thing. I'm gonna plug it in actually, so if you're watching this via video, you can check this out. Isn't that dope? I love it. All right, let's get back to the podcast. All right, guys. So unfortunately, we can't keep that light on behind me because it's all the. I'll be honest with you. The lighting out here isn't that great. My plan is to get more lighting eventually, but your girl doesn't make money like that. So we're gonna deal with this natural lighting. Coming up next on the Professional Silly Podcast, guys, I have some interesting topics headed towards your way. We have a woman who actually crashed her car into a wall that had a mural that was painted of a road. We're talking about Wild E. Coyote type shit. Yep, that's what happened. Also, we have 10 Cent Beer Night. We're going to talk about that. Trust me when I say, obviously, 10 Cent Beer Night, a lot of shit went down. We're going to discuss that. And we have a new question of the day. Last week, I asked you guys, which would you rather go to, or which would you go to, your best friend's wedding or your current boyfriend or girlfriend's graduation. I'm sure I caused a lot of arguments within the home, and you are welcome. I got y'all talking again. That's what we do on the podcast. So this week I have a new question for you. We're gonna go ahead and start more arguments in the home, and of course more silliness headed your way coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. When I tell y'all, I'm in Georgia right now, okay? It is July. It is so fucking humid, dog. It feels like Satan's under titty, like under Satan's titty. That's what it is. Hot. I'm very sweaty. I hope you guys enjoy this episode because I think I'm going to lose about 20 pounds water weight in the recording of this episode. All right, guys, so what is going on with me? You know, in the beginning of the episode, if you are new, I tend to start off with some personal shit that's going on. What have I experienced? What am I watching? You know, that sort of shit. So, first of all, last week I told you guys about the TV show on Netflix, Agent Kim Reactivated. I finally got the last two episodes. Last week I was telling you about how I was annoyed that it was one of those shows I had to wait for the new episodes to drop. I hate that. I like to just binge it, but, you know, these are the times that we're in. I've gotten very spoiled with that. But anyways, the last two episodes were great. I had a great time. It was amazing. If you have not seen Agent Kim Reactivated, check that shit out. Also, guys, I am thinking about maybe doing a live podcast episode. It won't be next week because I think my uncle will still be here. So it'll be when he leaves. So the moment I figure out when he's not going to be here and I can get the studio set up again, then we'll do a live podcast for the show. We were talking about doing that since we're not doing TFK live podcasts anymore at the Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia, which, by the way, still go there. Amazing food. Still love Dion. Love the family. It's amazing there. I'm never going to stop going and eating there. I think they have karaoke night on Saturdays. I think if they do, your girl's going to start going there for sure. I love me some karaoke music. By the way, if you are listening to this and you're watching this via YouTube or Spotify, let me know down below in the comment section, what are your just go-to karaoke songs? All right, I'm going to tell y'all two of mine. One of them is Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know. That's my like number one go-to. I nailed it every time. Also, Janet Jackson. That's the way love goes. Stop playing with me. I do what I do, baby. But let me know down below, what are your go-to karaoke songs? So yeah, we're going to probably be doing another podcast live here on YouTube. And I have figured out the sound issue. The very last live podcast that I did, one of the live podcasts that I did at TFK, there was no sound and I had no idea. But I have figured out the problem and it shan't happen again is my plan. All right, so question of the day: what's something that low-key annoys you but you don't say out loud? You know what I'm saying? What's the one thing? It can be something super petty, it can be something real deep, whatever. Let me know down below in the comment section of Spotify and or YouTube. Or if you want to, you can go ahead and DM me, because I'm going to see. Lee, if you're watching this right now, make this a video. Shout out to Lee. She is the one making the short form videos, like little clips of the podcast. Lots more to come. She's been working her ass off. I just need to catch up with her and start posting them. Just been busy, that's all. But shout out to you, Lee. I would love this question, because if you don't have YouTube, or you're not watching this and you're not watching. So if you're not watching this on Spotify or you're not watching this via YouTube, if Lee puts this video up, you can let me know down in the comment section on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. All right, guys, my answer to this question is going to be people who don't return shopping carts. I've never said anything to anyone, but it's just so fucking frustrating. Like, people's cars get fucked up. It's hot as hell outside. When I go inside, I need a shopping cart. They're all just scattered throughout the parking lot. The one person who's supposed to do... There's only usually one person who goes out in the parking lot to move all of those goddamn carts. Okay? And it's usually hot as shit. You know? And that's why they have, like, a return area for the fucking carts. Just put the fucking carts where they go. Why is that so goddamn hard? Sorry for the, I just got worked up. It just annoys me. Just also, this is America. All of us could definitely use some more fucking steps. It's the reason why we're one of the most obese, probably the most obese country in the fucking world. Walk your fat asses and take the carts to the return area. Put on your Fitbit so it feels like it counts, you know? All right, guys, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. When I tell you out here in this Georgia summer, the titty sweat that is dripping to my toes right now is insane. The woman who crashed her car into a mural that was painted to look like a road. Have you heard about that? This is real shit. Somebody actually did this. Somebody pulled like some Acne Tune shit. Let me tell you what's going on here. Okay, this is insane. This is like, if this was ever going to happen, I feel like while Trump is in presidency, it makes perfect sense. So this is that makes no sense. I like that joke though. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Inside History. I love this Instagram page. It's one of my favorites. A lot of fun things that they post there. Check them out if you are interested. So let's go ahead and take a look at this caption here. First of all, if you're looking at this via video form on YouTube, via Professionally Silly YouTube channel, or on Spotify, you can see the photo that I have here of this car that is just completely wrecked. The front end is 100% destroyed. I think this car might have been totaled out. It is insane. Now, the caption is the thing that got me here, is Mexico woman crashes into mural painted to look like a road tunnel. When you see it literally in the photo, you see Wile E. Coyote painting the road in the mural. And you can also see the road runner in the mural running on the road. So it's clearly like, I don't know how this person didn't realize what was going on here. I'm hoping that drugs and or alcohol was involved, because if you did this in sobriety, my God. Also, don't drink and drive. Okay, it says here, a bizarre traffic incident in Mexico has gone viral after a woman reportedly drove her car straight into a wall that featured a hyper-realistic mural painted to resemble the entrance of a road tunnel. So the artwork was inspired by the classic Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner cartoons, depicted in the famous illusion of the painted tunnel on a solid wall. Literally exactly the way it sounds. So clearly the driver mistook this mural as an actual roadway. Again, don't understand how. And completely collided with the burial, with the barrier, which is insane. And now here's the thing. Here's a good thing. There were no serious injuries involved, which is good. None of that was reported. Although the vehicle sustained, as you can see in the photo here, significant front end damage. So, of course, this spread really quickly on social media, as it should. I don't see them naming the person who did this, but the incident has sparked debate about whether highly realistic public art near roadways can create dangerous visual confusion for motorists. So that is something that has occurred. I hope you guys are enjoying the sound of that bird just killing it in the background right now. Hey, yo, what's up? You want to be in my podcast? Your mama. Rude ass. All right, so let's go ahead to the comments of this crazy shit. It says here, the comment section of, once again, at Inside History on Instagram, at Torrent Fields says, it's a lucky thing that she didn't manage to get hit by the train coming out of the mural. If you can see the photo, you can see exactly what this person's talking about. There is a train that is painted on the mural, which is hilarious. Oh, all right. So that is a wonder. That is a wonder. At Chef Max says, Chef Max with two H's says, if this is real, we are actually at the decline of human civilization. This person is right. I think it is real. I know that AI is all over the place, but sometimes stupid shit happens, and that's just what it is. You have to accept that. At underscore Shay Remy underscore, they say, to be fair, she was in the wrong lane. I feel like Mexico also drives on the same side of the road as America. I don't know for a fact, because when I was in Mexico, I wasn't really paying attention, but I think so. I think this person is right. She was on the wrong side of the road. She was clearly in the UK in her mind. All right, guys. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, we are going to talk about 10 Cent Beer Night. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to be a good time. Let's go ahead and get on to it before I literally melt out here.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, God. My shirt feels just like just wet. Not damp, not moist. My shirt feels wet. Sweating ass out here. All right, guys. So let's go ahead and get to this. The credits of for this particular story is coming from, of course, one of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder, episode 366. And Karen Kilgariff shared the story. So, yeah, that's one of my main sources. Also, Wikipedia. Hello. And, by the way, donate to Wikipedia because it is actually a nonprofit. Wikipedia survives off of donations. We all use it constantly, all the time, for all kinds of shit. So give them a dollar or two if you can so we can go ahead and keep that free information coming. Also, brought to you by Cron.com, another place that I use to get some information. An article that was written by Gwen Howerton, Texas culture reporter. So let's go ahead and set the scene. It's 1974. It's Friday night. You just got paid. And a six-pack of beer this time? Well, it cost about $2.30. Gas in 1974 was about 53 cents per gallon and a pound of bacon. A pound of bacon was 99 cents. Now, the average car at this time was about $4,000. So we're really setting the scene here. Okay, in the 70s, 1974, the top movies were Blazing Saddles, The Towering Inferno, and The Godfather Part 2. Happy Days premiered. Yeah, the Fonz. Hey. And also, guys, we can't forget about Carl Douglas releasing Kung Fu Fighting, the song. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. Huh. That song came out and Elton John was at the top of the charts, baby. So the 70s was a good time to be alive. Also, another fun fact about that time frame, Connect Four, the board game Connect Four was introduced, which is dope because I dominate in that game. DJ, hey, cousin, knows what I'm talking about. It was a good time to be alive. But just as a reminder, I wasn't born yet, so I'm still young. So there have been many, many, many unhinged and unforgettable moments in sports history. We all know this. I know a lot of you, especially big sports fan, if you're into basketball, you remember the Malice at the Palace in 2004. So for those of you who don't know about that, this was an NBA game between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons and ended in a brawl after a hard foul in the game escalated into a fight. That's what happened there. Somebody didn't like what happened, so people got mad. That's what happened. And so after a fan threw a drink at a player, several players decided, you know what? We're going to charge this crowd. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. So, yeah, that's one of those. That's probably a pretty memorable moment. There were a lot of criminal charges. There were a lot of players who were suspended from games. It was insane. Another, I would say, memorable sports moment. This is going to be one that's going to piss off a lot of people, okay? Chicago Cubs fans, I apologize even bringing this shit up. One name, two words. We'll sum up this next one. Steve Bartman, Game 6. One name, two words. Now, I know my Chicago fans to this day remember and loathe this moment and that man. So for those of you who are like, what the fuck is that about? In game six of the National League Championship Series in 2003, a foul ball was hit, right? And as the Cubs outfielder reached to catch that motherfucker, here comes Steve Bartman, reaches out for the ball, deflecting it. And a lot of people say that this was the moment that triggered everything that happened for the rest of that game.
Again in the air, down the left field line, a long reaching into the stands and couldn't get it. He's riddled with a fan.
The Florida Marlins ended up scoring 8 runs that inning and killed the chance for the Chicago Cubs to be going into the World Series. So a lot of people were fucking furious about that. I get it. Because if it was like one of my teams, you know, that happened, I would be fucking furious. I'd be fucking furious. But that's just a couple of examples of insane, unforgettable, unhinged sports moments. But in this episode, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about another one that you may have not heard about. 10 Cent Beer Night. Let's go ahead and get into that. Now, I'm sure that it's a shock to you, especially because the name of the episode is 10 Cent Beer Night, that this is what we're going to talk about in the episode. I'm sure you're like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, that's a title. Sweet. This game was crazy because this game ended in a full riot, a full ass riot, a forced game forfeit. And all of this included over 25,000 drunken fans. That is a lot of drunk people, guys, to be in one space. We're going to take a nice journey to Cleveland, Ohio, back in time to 1974. So this was a time when we were like dealing with nationwide fuel shortage. Okay. It's something that we've experienced before, and I'm sure we'll experience again. Right now, we're dealing with all kinds of problems dealing with fuel and gasoline. Let's not get into that. Also, at this time, people were protesting. It was the Daylight Saving Time protest that was going on January of that year. Now, because of the ongoing energy crisis, the U.S. government had enacted a year-round daylight saving time. Now, I understand that we're going through some things currently with dealing with daylight saving time. I feel like they're trying to figure out how they're going to handle that. They're trying to get rid of that shit so it just stays the way it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I live in Georgia, so it doesn't get dark here. Like, the sun doesn't set like between 8 and 9 o'clock p.m., which is pretty fire. Otherwise, in the wintertime, the sun sets at like 5, which is annoying as shit. So I'm for getting rid of that shit, too. Let's all protest. So also at this time, the mothers of Cleveland, they were upset because early morning classes started before the sun rose. All right. Now, I remember being a kid in the early 2000s and in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, having to wait outside in the bus stop. You know, when it was like dark as shit outside, but we just did what we did, baby. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're just raising a generation of soft asses. I'm sorry. I'm about to stand in my soapbox. Let me just get the fuck down before we get into it. Also at this time, in 1974, the Richfield Coliseum opened that fall to host the Cleveland Cavaliers. So those are for my basketball fans. And for my musical fans, Frank Sinatra had the grand opening concert there. So these are fun things. I want to get you in the setting of the early 70s, 1974. In 1974, the Cleveland Indians were Cleveland, Ohio's baseball team. Now, just recently, they had a new name change, actually, and they are now the Cleveland Guardians. This happened in like 2022. And you can kind of guess why the name change took place. Hello, Washington Commanders. They used to be the Washington Redskins. I feel like you understand what I'm saying here. So due to decades of protests from Native American groups and many other reasons, this is our era, if you will, of having our eyes open. Apparently being woke is bad. They've changed what that means, but we're aware that crazy, ridiculous shit is going on, so people are paying more attention. So many reasons they decided to change the names to these teams. Okay, so big companies dealing with the Cleveland Indians in the 1974s. Okay, big companies dealing, you know, in the now times, like in like 2020s. Okay, big companies like Nike and FedEx, they threatened to pull their sponsorships, pretty much if they, you know, did not decide to be like, hey, we're for racial justice, we're gonna change our names. So had they not changed their names, they could have lost these sponsorships, which, as we know, everything in this country is a fucking business, especially sports. We don't play around with that. All right. The more you know. Boo, 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 boo. Right. OK. So Cleveland's baseball team didn't have the turnout that they actually wanted for their games. There just was not enough people showing up. I guess you could say it would probably be like a Nicki Minaj concert currently. Boom! Zinger! If I got any Barbie fans listening to this podcast, I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. Management wanted to... I'm such a bitch. Management wanted to fix this problem, and they wanted to boost the attendance of the game. So they came up with an idea, and they were like, hey, listen, Why don't we have a 10-cent beer night? We did that a while back. Ascender Workout could. Let's go ahead and do that again. What do you think? Everybody's like, that is the best damn idea that you've had before. So at this time, they decided that 10-ounce cups of 10-cent beer for sports fans who are rooting for opposite teams that already have a grudge was a great idea. Let me explain that sentence. They already had a grudge. Okay, so about a week before the game I'm about to tell you about, some dramatic shit happened. So we're about to talk about the Cleveland Indians and the Texas Rangers. They had a previous game, a home game advantage for Texas, and shit got crazy. Both teams during that game got into a huge fight, okay? And here's the thing, people are bringing that same energy to this game that I'm about to tell you about, the game that is a home game advantage for the Cleveland Indians. So it also didn't help that Cleveland did lose the game a week prior to the Texas Rangers because, you know, they kept, you know, getting runs and home runs and shit. Things were just not going well for Cleveland for that game. All right. It is what it is. So Texas Ranger fans weren't, by the way, if you were like a hella of a sports fan, a sports fanatic, I am giving like pointers, like little bullet points of shit. I am not going to sit here and explain baseball or the history of it. That's not, I'm here to tell you about the chaos. That's what you're here for. So anyways, the Texas Ranger fans, they weren't really worried about anything because they figured pretty much that there would not be enough fans for them to worry about. Okay, apparently Cleveland Indians, they, like I said before, their fans weren't really pulling up to the stadium. The team wasn't that great. They were kind of mid, you know what I'm saying? So the Texas Rangers were not concerned. They were like, I ain't worried about the Indian fans, dog. I ain't worried about them because nobody's going to be there anyway. So they already come in here talking mad shit. And Cleveland fans were pissed. Pissed.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And Cleveland fans were pissed, and they really wanted this W. That was the energy that was entering that stadium alongside 10-cent beer. What could possibly go wrong, right? I know. Let's also not forget to mention here that the media also was hyping up this rematch, so that did not help either. So here is the crazy thing, okay? The 10-cent beer night is only available at one table. This was not like a go around the entire stadium and there are several places you can get 10-cent beer. No, one table with two teenage girls at the helm. Now, mind you, 1974, I believe this was the time where like the legal drinking age was like 18. So there were a lot of teenagers and young adults at this game. So you can imagine half of their frontal lobes were not developed, so, you know, a lot of shit went down. Anyways, these teenage girls were not prepared for this shit at all. At all. When I tell you, we're talking about, there was about 25,000 people that went to this game, and only one beer stand for 10-cent beer, where two teenage girls are running shit? Yeah, they weren't ready for that. They weren't ready for that at all. So there was no way for these girls to manage this craziness. They were immediately overwhelmed, and eventually they abandoned ship. which I can't blame them. They were like, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all do what y'all want. We're out of here. We're not getting paid enough for this shit. So someone who worked for the stadium thought that it was a great idea to simply just to drive a beer truck to the stadium and put taps on the outside of it. It was like six beer taps on the outside of the truck. And then fans could get their own beer. Big mistake. I'm not even sure that the fans were actually paying for the beer at this point. Let me tell you a little side note that may help you enjoy this information more. The beer was normally 65 cents. But tonight, the beer, as I said many times, and you'll hear again, is 10 cents. And today's money, as as the ladies from My Favorite Murder would say, it's like 86 cents for a $5 beer. That's a hell of a deal. Okay? Now, it's so affordable. You just can't, you gotta go. Because, like, tickets to a ball game was like a dollar. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you're spending 10 cents, and I think you can get, like, up to five beers per purchase. So, you're good to go. So, from what I understand, the limit was six beers per purchase. Well, five or six beers per purchase. But there was not a limit on the total of purchases that a fan could make. So, that's, people were fucked up. Meaning I can wait in line, get five beers. My buddy behind me can get five beers. His buddy behind him can get five beers. Or I can get back in line and get five more. You can just get more beers. Like, there was no limitation as to how many beers you could have at this time, which is insane. So the baseball game was extremely understaffed. They were not ready for this. They had 50 security guards for over 25,000 fans. The math, it ain't mathing for me. That's not going to do it. As I said before, a ticket to the game was like a dollar for a bleacher seat. And then the beers are cheap. So, you know, of course there were 25,000 fucking people there. Are you kidding me? I'm pissed I wasn't there. Sounds like a hell of a deal. Let's go ahead and make matters worse. Cleveland's team, well, they weren't doing too well in this game. In the very first inning, the Rangers got a home run. In the very first inning. And of course, almost everyone in the stadium is already fucked up and drunk by the first inning. So their drunk brains decide to start throwing things at the Rangers players' dugout. That's not the best thing to do. All right. So, but you know, booze, right? In the second inning, a woman runs into the field and flashes the crowd and tries to kiss the head umpire of the game, who was kind of fucking pissed about this because he's like doing a job. You know, he's trying to, you know what I'm saying? You got some crazy drunk broad trying to run on the, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot going on right now. And before you know it, they were streaking on the field, just bare ass all over the place. Now, mind you, this was before everybody had a camera. So you can have wild moments like this and just simply have the memory of it. Ugh, good times. You can't do anything crazy now because everybody's going to fucking film it. It's annoying. God. All right. So now, guys, we are in the fourth inning. Okay. Now there was, in the fourth inning, this is where it gets fun. There was a bare naked man that ran into the field. He was bare naked except for a pair of black socks. Okay, so he decided to run onto the field and slide super aggressively into second base at the exact moment the Rangers hit their second home run of the game. And he decides to slide into second. First of all, I cannot imagine sliding naked anywhere would feel good. Especially if you're a man with exterior floppy parts. That cannot be great, but it's a good thing he was drunk, though. I think pain hurts less when you're drunk, I think, right? I don't know. I don't know how that goes. All right, so let's go. There's more. Oh, there is so much more, guys. There's so much more, listeners. All right, here we go. Six security guards actually tried to catch this man, but he ended up getting away. He climbs over the back fence and he disappears, and only dramatically leaving behind one singular black sock. You know what I'm saying? Cinderella style, baby. And in the fifth inning, a father and son duo decides to run onto the field and moon the entire stadium. Just, I told you, just ass everywhere. This game is insane. I would have loved to experience this. If there's anybody listening to this who was there or knew someone who went to it or whatever, just let me know. I would love to talk to those people. I would love it. There were just a lot of body parts exposed during this game. You know, did I mention that there were people openly smoking weed there as well? Yeah, it was It was wild. Anyways, at this point, no one's really paying attention to the game. Like, I mean, I know I wouldn't. There's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? So there's like a point in the game where the Rangers manager is disputing a call that the umpire made. And the fans were pissed and they start throwing beer onto the field. And one of the Rangers players, they respond to this by blowing a kiss to the fans and the bleachers. And before you know it, the entire stadium is just like, they just become enraged. I'm talking about enraged. And they just start throwing everything they can. And I remember Karen saying that the player that did this, he said that he thinks that they threw about 15 pounds of hot dogs at him. So, yeah, people were pissed. People were pretty pissed, I guess. Anyways, you won't believe the things that they were throwing as well. Beers, food, trash, fireworks. Yeah, fireworks. This is the 70s, baby. The fans brought their own fireworks, sweetheart. You know they did because, again, the 70s. So now you've got drunken people throwing shit, showing bare ass, shooting fireworks from their seats onto the field. The ballpark is at this point basically a battlefield at this point, if we're being honest. It's ballpark battlefield type shit going on, okay? World War III in the 70s is going on right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Meanwhile, the game is still going on. The game is still happening. They have not stopped yet. We are now in the sixth inning now. That's where we are. We're in the sixth inning. All of this has happened. We're in the sixth inning. So Cleveland, they get two runs, and then in the seventh inning, they get another one. Okay? So now it's 5-4. Rangers are up. All right? Then boom. Cleveland gets another run, and now it's tied. 5-5. Shit is getting real. Sports is happening. So, of course, now the crowd is remembering that there's a baseball game going on. So now they all start paying a fucking attention. Oh, shit. The Cleveland Indians could win this. We might actually get our revenge. Let's do this shit. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? People paying attention. But listen, don't worry, because there are still drunk assholes with fireworks who have now decided to shoot fireworks into the bullpens of both teams. Like one does. Right? That's always the move. So the umpire of the game decides to move both teams out of out of harm's way, pretty much out of the line of fire. But the game still continues. I don't know. As I was doing the research for this, I'm like, what is it going to take for them to be like, let's go ahead and call it this game? Because these motherfuckers they're just too drunk. There's just no way that anybody can continue. But no, they kept going. So now, moving on, we are now fly. A fly just attacked me. Sorry, I got distracted by a fly that was trying to take my soul. So now we are in the last inning, and Cleveland is at bat, and the bases are loaded. Oh, this reminds me of Casey at the bat. If you know, you know. And bases are loaded at this moment, all right? And at this exact moment, another fan decides to run onto the field. Okay? Yeah, this is going on. We're now in the last inning. These fans are done. So this fan runs onto the field right towards the Rangers outfielder and flicks the player's hat right off his head. Okay? Now, in case you're wondering, this man was fully dressed. He wasn't naked, so that's good. Can you imagine him doing that with his dick out? Like, that just feels more disrespectful to do that to me when you get your dick out. It just feels more rude. I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but I would still beat a bitch ass even if they're naked. I don't give a fuck if you're naked. That just means you're gonna get beaten embarrassingly. Getting beat up in your birthday suit is something else. Anyways, he flicks off this player's hat right off his head, and then he attempts to take the player's glove. But here's the thing. This dude is so drunk, he falls while he's doing this. But of course, at this time, the player doesn't really understand what's going on. He's not used to drunken fans being on the field. He kind of like flips out a little bit, you know, rightly so. And he decides to kick this fan in his thigh. You're like, what the fuck? What are you doing here? You know what I mean? And so, but when the player does this, he ends up tripping and falling as well. Now, here's the thing. This is where it kind of gets kind of goofy. The Rangers manager, excuse me, sees this happen at this exact moment as his player has fallen over a fan who has somehow gotten onto the field. He misunderstands the situation and thinks that this fan is attacking his player, which he low-key was, but kind of didn't really get to it because he was too drunk to do anything. You know what I'm saying? All right, so after seeing this, he's fed the fuck up. Okay, after all the bullshit they've had to put up with to win this game, just to play this game for one, he's come to a breaking point at this. He's just done. And so he looked at the team in the dugout, the Rangers team in the dugout, and he says to them, "Let's go get them, boys." Legit says, "Let's go get them, boys." This happens, right? So the Rangers, they arm themselves with bats and they head towards the field. Fans in the stadium, they're seeing this shit, they're seeing it happen, and they decide to roll out on the field in response to this. Oh, I spoke it. Y'all, the pandemonium, we're still not done. So some of these fans actually had weapons. Oh, it gets so much worse. We're talking chains, clubs that they fashioned from the fucking stadium seats, knives, and whatever else the fuck they could find, okay? Over 200 pissed off drunken fans are spilling onto the field. And of course, the players are overwhelmed as shit. They're not expecting this, because normally this type of shit, it stays in the stands and it rarely makes its way to the field, at least in baseball. You know what I'm saying? So the manager of the Cleveland's team is seeing all of this unravel. So of course, he's pissed off too because of this. You know, this is going to fuck up their team's chance of winning this game. Remember, it's tied 5-5. They have a chance to take this shit, right? So the manager of the Cleveland team, he notices that the Rangers, they are pretty much being overrun by what looks like over 200 drunken baseball fans flowing onto the field like a drunken waterfall. Okay? Remember that scene from The Mummy when all the Beatles come out? It was like that, but like with drunk people. So he becomes concerned for the Rangers' safety. The manager of the Cleveland's is concerned for the safety of the opposing team. So he ordered his players, the Cleveland players, to grab their bats and whatever they can to go help out the Rangers team. So I'm telling y'all, this is insane. Oh, again, 1974, man. It's the 70s. I want to tell you. So now, the baseball field is full of armed, drunken assholes. A drunken Cleveland fan actually hits a Cleveland player over the head with a chair. With a chair. And the same thing happens to an umpire. It's insane. Again, pandemonium, baby. When this happens, he sees a hunting knife that lands at his feet, the umpire, after he's hit over the head with the chair. And he realizes that he's got to call this game. There is just no way that he can continue. It took a hunting knife. It took a hunting knife to fall to his feet for him to be like, "Yeah, this ain't right. We should roll out on this one." So they're able to get the stadium staff, thank goodness, and both teams into the tunnels that lead to the locker rooms for everybody's safety. All right. So the doors are being bolted behind them. Obviously, great idea. And everyone is covered in beer and all kinds of bodily fluids, blood included, sweat, tears, piss, blood, spit, all kinds of stuff. It's not great. And you can imagine the smell. My God. Ugh. The 70s already, like, I wasn't alive for it, but it feels like it didn't smell that good then either. I don't know. They had indoor plumbing, right? I'm playing. Gen X's donuts. I'm kidding. So the umpire decides to call the game and forfeit due to the crowd's bad behavior. Now, because of this, this means that the Rangers, Texas Rangers, they get to win the game because it's due to bad behavior on the home game front, like the home team front, their fans, right? So this just pisses the fans off even more, obviously, and the fans began to steal anything and everything that they can. If it's not nailed down to the ground, they'll steal it. If it is, they're going to pry it up, baby. I'm talking about they are ripping up grass from the fields. They are ripping pieces of the stadium's padded walls, ripping that shit up. They are ripping bases from the ground, like all kinds of shit. Now, this is This is some wild shit, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you. Now, mob mentality is a real thing for a reason, okay? Apparently, while all this is going on, the organ player for the stadium chose that this is the opportune moment to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. This song is playing in the background while all this shit is going on. That is fucking funny. So apparently, while all the entire brawl has a fucking theme song, which I fucking love. So there are a few people who were like, oh my God. So there are a few people who were standing on the top of the Rangers dugout and they are still pissed and they're screaming out for the Rangers players to come out and fight them. People are like, they're just out of their fucking minds at this point. Okay. 10-cent beers. God damn. I feel like I could hear, feel, and see the way it smelled in that location. Like, I can feel and hear and see the scent that was probably floating throughout that space at that time. And I'm not happy about it. Now, I wasn't even there. So here's the thing. They need time to kind of figure out what to do. How can they clear out the stadium? And there's only one way to do that. Call the cops. So the cops show up. They turn off all the stadium lights. Smart idea. Drugging folks in the dark. All right. And then they decide to release tear gas into the field. Another great idea. So anyways, the whole thing resulted in 9 arrests. 7 people were sent to nearby hospitals for minor injuries. And surprisingly, nobody was seriously injured. And no one died, which is good. The crazy thing is just a few weeks later, they do another 10-cent beer night. I said, you know what? Let's do that again. But here's the thing. This time they decide to up the ante and they decide to regulate it by a strict 2 beer per person limit. They use tickets to track the purchases and now they have 4 times the security staff than normal. So they did learn something. But luckily for them, this particular 10-cent beer night, it turned out okay. And the 10-cent beer night that happened in 1974, the one that I just told you about, my God, that event, it literally permanently altered how alcohol sales are regulated at professional sporting venues. So that, my friends, is the story of 10-cent beer night. All right, guys, it's time to tell me something good with This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I hope that you guys are enjoying this episode. I know that the picture is not great. You got to... a big smiley face with his tongue hanging out behind me and me literally swimming in front of you right before your eyes. When I tell you, I just literally felt some sweat hit my asshole crack. My asshole crack? The crack of my ass. That sounds more right. My asshole crack. Well, you know, my asshole, you know, you get there eventually. It's hot as shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into this, guys. I love to share some fun, good news at the end of my podcast because I've said this many times before and I'm going to say it again. The world is full of shitty moments that are constantly being thrown into our faces via our phones or any type of screen. And then people's mouths, it's just a lot. It's a lot. So what I try to do if I can is I try to share some good shit, some heartwarming or inspiring type shit that's not negative. So that is what this segment is about. So let's go ahead and get into this. This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment. So we are on Instagram right now. As you guys know, I'm a millennial. I'm a geriatric millennial. I love a good Instagram page. But at Daily Mail. Okay, I'm sure many of you have heard of them, but the caption that just got me wasn't just the caption, but it was the photos as well, which you can see if you're looking at this via YouTube on the Professionally Silly channel, or if you're checking us out on Spotify. So the caption reads, Uber driver Rob becomes unexpected MVP of friend group's night out. And I love this. It's a photo of three white men in a hot tub along with an elderly, well, not elderly, just an older black guy, right? It says, POV, you pick up a group of strangers and somehow become part of the crew. Rob wasn't expecting to make new friends that night, but life had other plans. Now, mind you, I actually noticed the three guys in this photo, and that is, they have a YouTube channel. I think it's called Fun Guys or something like that. And their channel is actually a lot of fun. They do a lot of insane white people shit, and I fucking love it. And anyways, I'm sure they did this for content, but it meant something to Rob, I believe. If you look at these photos, like you see, there is actually a photo of them. It says here in the photo, they drink too much. Who's going to get them home safe? And then there is a screenshot of Rob's Uber profile. He's a diamond driver, which is good. 14,371 rides and a 100% satisfaction rate. I have never had an Uber driver with 100% satisfaction rate. That's what's up. Okay. And then there's a photo of them going to Rob's car. One of them is piggybacking another one. We got Rob in the front seat driving, giving a little thug life peace sign up. Somebody's passed out in the back. Someone's hanging out of the car window with their shirt off, and Rob is laughing. It looks like they're at, I want to say McDonald's. It looks like they're in a drive-thru for sure. Either McDonald's or Wendy's getting food, drunk as fuck. They buy some food for Rob. They're eating in his car. They're laughing. And then they decide to invite Rob inside for a game night. This is a photo of them playing a board game. One of them is topless and still drinking. Somebody else is passed out, and Rob is having a great time. You go into the next photo, and they're all inside of the hot tub, drinking in the hot tub together, having a great time. And Rob has a photo of him with his shirt off in the hot tub, with his glasses on upside down, having a blast, making a memory. And I think this is fucking dope, and I had to share it with you. Just a little light shit. So if you want to check out the Fun Guys YouTube channel, go ahead and check them out. They are a lot of fun. But a comment under this particular posting that kind of warmed my heart is coming from @mama_ardra_may_, a lot of underscores there. They say, this is what I want to see. You made Ankh's night. A lot of exclamation points and a heart emoji. And I loved it. So hopefully if you're watching this video, you can see all the photos. I hope I was able to describe it well enough for you. But Rob had a great time. And hopefully they're still friends. Who knows? Maybe he'll be their private Uber driver from now on. You never know. All right, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's we could all use an Uber driver like Rob. Let's all embrace our inner Robs. Professionally set of life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love you guys. Down below in the show notes, if you want to, you can follow me on all my social medias. I got my link tree there. My Instagram is at It's Pro Silly for the podcast. My TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. You can also leave me a message at 805-664-1828. My Google Voice number, that's down below as well. Another way to contact me via voicemail or text. And you can hit me up on speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. That is the best way to hit me up. Also, guys, rate and review if you can. 5 stars would be extremely helpful for me. Please help me grow. Pretty, please. So something happened with my camera. I don't know. Not sure what happened there. My SD card is full even after I dumped it onto my laptop and then deleted everything off the SD card. It's saying it's full still, so I don't know what's going on. So we're gonna finish the rest of this outro with my phone. I think we left off with my P.O. box. I don't know. My P.O. box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250, excuse me. I'm all fucked right now. It's down below in the show notes as well. Copy and paste it. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. When you read a book, all you really do is stare at a dead tree and hallucinate. Anyways, enjoy that random thought. Until next time, pee, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Yeah, not bad, huh? Weird video. Weird video, but we got through it. We got through it. Okay, bye. Bye.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.